My name is Officer Christine Luffy. I live in the community of Beachview, and I work right across the street at Zone 3 Police Station. I've been on the job for 26 years, and I know that's a long time. I grew up very close to here. I lived in Mount Washington. I had a pretty rough childhood. There were a lot of problems in my family, and I ended up moving out on my own at age 17. But I made it. I worked in an elementary school for 7 years, and I worked really hard. That was probably like the third job that I've had. I was hired at the age of 18. I had a lot of friends at the school. They were teachers, and I wanted to better myself. I was working really hard and not making very much money at all. So I started out at CCAC, that's community college, and I wanted to be a nurse. But then I realized that that wasn't for me. So I took a class in criminal justice, and I was fascinated. And I decided that I wanted to do this. To become a police officer, you have to be a good person, and you have to stay out of trouble. And in order to become a police officer today, you have to have 60 college credits, and they can be in anything. Be the best student that you can. Don't use drugs. Don't do it. Drugs will ruin your life. I've seen many, many people who started out as really good people, and they started using drugs, and their life just went right down the tubes. All of you are our future, and we're looking for good kids to come up. When I first became a police officer, one of the biggest challenges was proving yourself, because there aren't a lot of women who are police officers. And it was definitely a challenge to prove yourself and to show the other officers and the supervisors that you're a good officer. I love my job. I love helping people. I especially love working with kids, and I have a passion for animals. I love animals. It was January 21st of 2016. I walk out of the station. It's brutally cold. And I run into an officer from an animal shelter, and we know each other. And he looks sick. He goes, "Christine, I'm here to see you." He said, "Well, there's a dog that's going to die if we can't help it." This dog was literally skin and bones. My daughter and I adopted her. She is truly the love of my life. She's full of scars. I look at her every day. She sleeps in my bed. I walk her every night. I look at her and I say, "I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting for people. I'm going to keep fighting for animals." And I love her with all of my heart. And she's the best dog I have ever had, because she knows that she has a good life now. I think a lot of people don't realize that police officers are human beings just like everyone else. We all are in this together. We all have problems. And we're just human, just like everyone else. I hope that young people will view police officers a little bit differently and realize that we're here to help all of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I would like to see your community be safe. I'm at the point in my life where I want to just really give back, because in life, we go through a lot of different things. I can tell you this much. Growing up, I was telling you, I had a rough start, but I did have two grandmothers that really loved me and an aunt that really loved me. And do you know that they're dead? They've passed away. So cherish every moment and love the people that love you and tell them, say, "I love you," because there's going to be a day where you're not going to be able to see them anymore. If you ever need anything, I work Monday through Friday right across the street. I'm somebody that you can trust. I'm somebody that will help you if you need help.